The eminent contemporary composer Michael Torkey has been deeply influenced by experiences with coloured music. Torkey showed striking musical gifts at an early age, and when he was 5 he was given a piano and a piano teacher. "I was already a composer at 5," he says. His teacher would divide pieces into sections, and Michael would rearrange the sections in different orders as he played. One day he remarked to his teacher, "I love that blue piece." His teacher was not sure she had heard correctly. "Blue?" "Yes," said Michael, "the piece in D major. D major is blue." "Not for me," the teacher replied. She was puzzled, and Michael too, for he assumed that everyone saw colours associated with musical keys. When he began to realise that not everyone shared this synesthesia, he had difficulty imagining what that would be like. He thought it would amount to a sort of blindness. Michael has had this kind of key synesthesia, seeing fixed colours associated with the playing of music, scales, arpeggios, anything with a key signature, as far back as he can remember. He has always had absolute pitch, too, as far as he knows. This in itself makes musical keys absolutely distinctive for him. G sharp minor, for example, has a different flavour from G minor, he says, in the same way that major and minor keys have different qualities for the rest of us. Indeed, he says, he cannot imagine having key synesthesia without having absolute pitch. Each key, each mode for him, looks as distinctive and as characteristic as it sounds. The colours have been constant and fixed since his earliest years, and they appear spontaneously. No effort of will or imagination can change them. They seem completely natural to him and preordained. The colours are highly specific. G minor, for example, is not just yellow, but ochre or gamboge. D minor is like flint, graphite. F minor is earthy, ashy. He struggles to find the right word, as he would struggle to find the right paint or crayon. The colours of major and minor keys are always related. For instance, G minor is a subdued yellow ochre, G major, bright yellow. But otherwise, he is hard put to find any system or rule by which the colours of particular keys might be predicted. At one time, he wondered whether the colours had been suggested by actual associations when he was very young. A toy piano, perhaps, with each key a different colour. But he has no clear memories of any such thing. He feels, in any case, that there are far too many colour associations. 14 for the major and minor keys, another half dozen for the modes as a start, to make such an explanation likely. Moreover, some keys seem to have strange hues which he can hardly describe, and which he has almost never seen in the world about him. When I asked Michael in what sense he saw his colours, he spoke of their luminosity. The colours had a sort of transparent, luminous brilliance, he said, like a screen before him, but they in no way occluded or altered his normal vision. What would happen, I asked, if he saw a D major blue while looking at a yellow wall? Would he see green? No, he replied. His synesthetic colours were wholly inward and never confused with external colours. Yet subjectively, they were very intense and real. The colours he sees with musical keys have been absolutely fixed and consistent for 40 years or more, and he wonders whether they were present at birth or determined when he was a newborn. Others have tested the accuracy and consistency of his colour key associations over time, and they have not changed. He sees no colours associated with isolated notes or different pitches, nor will he see colour if, say, a fifth is played, for a fifth, as such, is ambiguous, not associated with a particular key. There needs to be a major or minor triad, or a succession of notes, sufficient to indicate the basic key signature. Everything goes back to the tonic, he says. Context, however, is also important. Thus, Brahms's Second Symphony is in D major, blue, but one movement is in G minor, ochre. This movement will still be blue if played in the context of the whole symphony, but it may be ochre if he reads, plays, or imagines it separately. He particularly liked Mozart and Vivaldi as a boy, above all for their use of keys, which he says was pure, narrow. They used a simpler palette. Later, in adolescence, he became enamored of Chopin, Schumann, the Romantic composers, though with their convoluted modulations, they made special demands on his synesthesia.